And joining us now is Senator Sherrod Brown. Good morning, Sherrod.
Good to be with you. 10 degrees. I never thought winter was coming this year.
All right.
Oh, well.
Well, at least we're not going to get what they predict for Washington, Baltimore, New York area.
Yeah, and trust me, Washington doesn't handle it as well as Elyria or Lorain or Cleveland either when it snows, as you know.
Well, Senator, let's talk about a couple issues that are out there. Yesterday, I was in Lorain. Somebody who wants to join you in the U.S. Senate, Ted Strickland, was there meeting with steel workers. And top of his mind were trade agreements that are out there, including the TPP, the Trans-Pacific Partnership, supported by President Obama. Of course, Mr. Strickland opposes that. You've gone on record opposing that. Where does it stand now?
The Trans-Pacific Partnership, fortunately, has been put on hold. Senator McConnell, who desperately wants it, the Republican leader, as does the Democratic president, and I think they're both wrong on this, as President Clinton and both President Bushes were wrong on NAFTA and CAFTA. I think that McConnell is holding off on it. I think he doesn't want his senators to have to cast these controversial votes, and I think it's the wrong way to do trade policy in this country. Every time they promise, presidents of both parties and Republican leaders in the House and Senate promise these trade agreements are going to translate into millions of jobs. They never do. It's always the other way. And all you've got to do is, unfortunately, drive down the street in Lorain and Elyria and much of Ohio and see the kind of job loss in part due to these bad trade agreements.
A number of workers at the steel mills in Lorain are facing furloughs, primarily due to market conditions, so the steel companies say. Is there anything that can be done legislatively, or should we just let the markets play itself out?
Well, the price of oil has meant less drilling, which means less oil country tubular steel manufactured. That's the market part, but there are other issues there. And part of the other issues is that Korea, South Korea, and China have been illegally selling oil country tubular steel. Korea makes this stuff, these pipes for drilling. Yet they don't even have an industry. They don't even do any drilling in South Korea or in the waters around South Korea. So all the steel they make is for export. They subsidize it. They so-called dump it. That's the technical term for selling steel and subsidizing it. They don't play fair. The enforcement is important. We've seen some good enforcement from this administration. It's got to be more aggressive and quicker so South Korea and China can't continue to cheat and undercut our steel sales and steel production in the United States.
Certainly, petroleum prices are down now. Prices at the pump here in northern Ohio, right around $1.55 a gallon. Those prices won't stay there forever. It would seem to me like this would be an opportunity to do more drilling, to be ready for the next demand.
Well, except companies don't think ahead as much as you do. I mean, they always look at the next quarter. They're not looking 2 and 5 years out. They don't want to put more oil in the market, driving prices down more. I mean, I think this is partly a product of a pretty good, finally, the U.S. is getting its act together as a country and federal government on oil and on energy, where, we're weaning ourselves more and more significantly. We're weaning ourselves off foreign oil. We've had a good bit of production here. We've had conservation here. We've had some alternative energy uses, and it's generally a better energy policy than we've had, I think, for decades. But unfortunately, some people get hurt by this because we're not producing as much. But if we stand up to foreign steel makers, it will make up for a good bit of the problems with the market conditions.
One of the age groups that's affected a lot by the economy, but maybe underrepresented, are the kids. Because they're the ones that sometimes don't get the things that they need. And you have done something related to keeping kids' stomachs filled with food. Talk about this No Kids Hungry thing that's going on. And how
Yesterday, the Agriculture Committee passed a bill that we helped write unanimously, both parties' overwhelming support, to help those children, low-income children, whose parents can't quite afford to put the food on the table they need. We know that there are some 700,000 children in Lorain, Elyria, all over Ohio that qualify for this school free and reduced lunch and breakfast program. But in the summer, only about one-fifth of those kids, one-sixth of those kids are in a feeding program. So we want to make that more accessible so those kids eat as well in the summer as they did during school year. We also are bringing more local produce and local farmers' produce into school cafeterias. I was on the phone yesterday with a woman that runs the Cincinnati school lunch program, and also talking to the woman who runs the Marion school lunch program, and they have done a good job, and we're sort of adapting that nationally to get more local fruits and vegetables in. It's already had some impact on, we think, on reducing childhood obesity. It's helping to children get sort of lifelong habits of eating a little better food than some of the processed pizza and other stuff that we've seen too much in school cafeterias.
Sherrod Brown's been our guest this morning. Thanks for your time, and I don't know if you noticed, the Indians came out with their time schedules the other day, so we now know what time all the games are going to be played for the upcoming Indian season.
I'll always listen to them on WEOL.
We appreciate it. Thanks very much, Senator.
Good starting pitching, hitting. They need some help, but be a fun season.
Thanks very much. Have a good day.
Thanks.
Senator Sherrod Brown joining us here this morning. A big Indians fan, of course, you know, as well.